That was just beautiful. Thank you, choir. So, for these weeks of Lent, we're doing something a little different than the sermon. We're following a practice called Lectio Divina, which is a way of meditating on the Scriptures. And Bruce started us off last week. And this week, each time we do Lectio Divina, you know, there are many ways to do it. So what I'd like you to do, I'm going to read it three times. The first time, I would like you to think about a word or phrase that comes up for you when you hear the Scripture read. The Scripture this morning is from the Gospel of Luke about the Good Samaritan. That is just an accident, a coincidence. I didn't plan that, but it seems to be appropriate for our situation these days. So again, listen for a word or phrase that speaks to you out of this passage. If you like, put your feet on the ground and close your eyes if you care to. Listen for the word of God. An expert in the law of Moses stood up and asked Jesus a question to see what he would say. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to have eternal life?" Jesus answered, "What is written in the Scriptures? How do you understand them?" The man replied, "The Scriptures say, 'Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind.' They also say, 'Love your neighbors as much as you love yourself.'" Jesus said, "You have given the right answer. If you do this, you will have eternal life." But the man wanted to show that he knew what he was talking about. So he asked Jesus, "Who are my neighbors?" Jesus replied, "As a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, robbers attacked him and grabbed everything he had. They beat him up and ran off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, but when he saw the man, he walked by on the other side. Later, a temple helper came to the same place, but when he saw the man who had been beaten up, he also went to the other side. A man from Samaria then came traveling along the road. When he saw the man, he felt sorry for him and went over to him. He treated his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put him on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him. The next morning, he gave the innkeeper 2 silver coins and said, 'Please take care of the man. If you spend more than this on him, I will pay you when I return.'" Then Jesus asked, "Which one of these 3 people was a real neighbor to the man who was beaten up by the robbers?" The teacher answered, "The one who showed pity." Jesus said, "Go and do the same." For our second reading, where do you see or hear Christ in this passage? Where do you see or hear Jesus speaking to you in this passage? Listen for the word of God. An expert in the law of Moses stood up and asked Jesus a question to see what he would say. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to have eternal life?" Jesus answered, "What is written in the scriptures? How do you understand them?" The man replied, "The scriptures say, 'Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind.' They also say, 'Love your neighbors as much as you love yourself.'" Jesus said, "You have given the right answer. If you do this, you will have eternal life." But the man wanted to show that he knew what he was talking about, so he asked Jesus, "Who are my neighbors?" Jesus replied, "As a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, robbers attacked him and grabbed everything he had. They beat him up and ran off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, but when he saw the man, he walked by on the other side. Later, a temple helper came to the same place, but when he saw the man who had been beaten up, he also went on by on the other side. Then a man from Samaria came traveling along the road. When he saw the man, he felt sorry for him and went over to him. He treated his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put him on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him. The next morning he gave the innkeeper 2 silver coins and said, 'Please take care of this man. If you spend more than this on him, I will pay you when I return.'" Then Jesus asked, "Which one of these 3 people was the real neighbor to the man who was beaten up by the robbers?" The teacher answered, "The one who showed pity." Jesus said, "Go and do the same." For this final reading, ask yourself how Christ is calling you to go forth into the world. What is Christ calling you to do through this passage? Listen for the word of God. An expert in the law of Moses stood up and asked Jesus a question to see what he would say. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to have eternal life?" Jesus answered, "What is written in the scriptures? How do you understand them?" The man replied, "The scriptures say, 'Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind.' They also say, 'Love your neighbors as much as you love yourself.'" Jesus said, "You have given the right answer. If you do this, you will have eternal life." But the man wanted to show that he knew what he was talking about, so he asked Jesus, "Who are my neighbors?" Jesus replied, "As a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, robbers attacked him and grabbed everything he had. They beat him up and ran off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, but when he saw the man, he walked by on the other side. Later, a temple helper came to the same place, but when he saw the man who had been beaten up, he also went by on the other side. A man from Samaria then came traveling along that road. When he saw the man, he felt sorry for him and went over to him. He treated his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put him on his own donkey and took him to an inn, where he took care of him. The next morning he gave the innkeeper 2 silver coins and said, 'Please take care of the man. If you spend more than this on him, I will pay you when I return.'" Then Jesus asked, "Which one of these 3 people was the real neighbor to the man who had been beaten by robbers?" The teacher answered, "The one who showed pity." Jesus said, "Go and do the same." Well, how was that? It's a little countercultural to be silent for a period of time, isn't it? Or to not be looking at our phones. So, what words or phrases came up for you? Yeah.
Expert.
Love your neighbor.
As yourself.
Love yourself. What's that?
It costs you more to pay for it.
Do more. Okay. Yeah.
Pity.
Sorry? Pity?
Choir.
Oh, choir. Yeah, what was that up there? Yeah. Yes.
Radical compassion.
Mm-hmm. Where did you see Christ in these readings? Where did you hear his voice? Yeah, Greer. Pardon?
Christ was the Good Samaritan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way that he was talking to the person, I felt like he was employing good tutoring practices.
The way that he was talking to the person?
I felt like he was clearly a master teacher because he was employing modernly known to be good teaching practices, you know, where you kind of prompt the student and you get them to think of the answer and think about it, and then you help them, guide them to what you're trying to demonstrate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, a teacher.
Yeah, a good teacher. All right. Others? Yeah, Gordon.
Helping the one who's down.
And where did you see Christ calling you forth? Where did you hear Christ calling you to do? Yeah, Kathy.
Go and do the same.
Go and do the same.
Call
to resist becoming numb to all the suffering. Yeah.
Something that struck me about the whole passage is love your neighbor as yourself. I think a lot of people have a hard time loving themselves, and we see the result of not loving ourselves in the way we treat other people.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So, people have trouble loving themselves, and so we're maybe that we're when we love others, we learn to love ourselves.
Some of us need to love ourselves as much as we love others.
As much as we love others.
Uh-huh. If the passage was love others as you love the most precious people in your life,
uh-huh.
It might be a commandment that would be easier for us to understand.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Good, yeah.
I live in the city, so, you know, when you're downtown,
you're downtown, the fourth time, you know, you see a lot of people on the street, and there was a gentleman this morning by the bank lying there, and... Well, it just gives one pause, you know, to what can I do for that person? Am I helping that person? Am I not helping? All these questions go through your mind. But just that moment of reflection about it is important, even if you don't get a chance to do something, you know, because they appreciate it, no matter what situation they're in.
Yeah. Thank you. Any others? Yeah, Mary Alice. Here, let me come to you.
Is this on?
Yeah.
I think God, through Jesus, was giving a challenge to the religious in the community, and saying, you're doing half of this commandment, loving God, but you're not showing care and compassion out in the world. Or not enough. Do more.
Do more. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Shirley.
I think the thing that really struck me in listening three times was not just the immediate recognition of the suffering, but staying with it, the follow through to stay overnight. And it's really an amazing thing we're being asked to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Evan, let me come to you.
Yes, related to what Shirley just said, it was having resources available and being aware that I have something that can help in this situation, and the Good Samaritan has these things with him, even has the money to pay for the man's being stay. He uses what he has. He's blessed with some resources, and he applies them.
All right. Well, I hope this was helpful and meaningful. This is something we're going to practice during our Lenten season, whether it's in person here or online, perhaps. So thanks be to God.